Revi, the pasuk continues, Vatigashno hashvachos, and the maidservants came close to Esav. Heina they v'al dehen and their children, Vatishtachaveno, and the shvachos bowed down. Vatigash gam Leah v'lodeho, and Leah and her children also came close, Vaishtachavu, and they bowed down. V'achar nigash Yosef v'Rochel vaishtachavu, and afterwards Yosef and Rochel came close, and they bowed down. Dasakena Mibalei HaToisvis is medayik that we find in Pasuk Vav concerning the Shvachos, it says, Vatishtachaveno, B'loshen Akeva, the Shvachos bow down, and not their children. But in Pasuk Zayin, Vatigash Gamlea Vilodea Vayishtachavu, which is mashma, all of them bow down, even the children. And he says, because the children of the Shvachos did not bow down when they saw their mothers, the Shvachos bow down. They said, maybe since they are maidservants, they are allowed to bow down to Esav. But we, who are the Shvatim, are not allowed to bow down to Esav. But when the children saw that Leah bowed down, and she was not a Shivcha, then Vayishtachavu, everybody else followed, and they bowed down. Rashi is medayik that by all the others we find that the mother is stated before the children. Shvachos, then Yaldehen. Leah, Vilodeho. So why does it say Yosef first and then Rachel? Rashi answers, because Yosef did not want Esav HaRasha to place his eyes on his mother, who was very beautiful. Therefore, he tried to block the view of Esav and blocked out Rachel from Esav's view. And because of that, he was Zoyche in the bracha of Ali Ayin. The pasuk says, Ben Paris Yosef, the son who made himself big is Yosef, Ben Paris Yosef Ala Oyin, the son who made himself big over the eyes of Esav, not allowing Esav to look at Rachel. And that is why the pasuk says, Yosef before Rachel, because Yosef was blocking Rachel. Vayomer, and Esav said, Milcho kol hamachane hazeh asher pekoshti, who is this whole camp that I met? What's the purpose of this whole present and all the servants that were leading this present? Why are you sending this to me? Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Limsochein be'eni adoini, it is to find favor in the eyes of my master. I am giving you this present in order that you should like me. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi brings down a medrash that there were groups of malachim that kept on hitting Esav and his men. And Esav's men said, why are you hitting us? Esav is the son of Yitzchak. And they kept on hitting him. He is the grandson of Avram, and they kept on hitting. He is the brother of Yaakov. And then they stopped. They said, if so, you are one of us. And this is the way you read the pasuk according to this pshat. Esav said, Vayomer, Milcho kol hamachane hazeh asher pagoshti, who was this whole camp that I met, this group of malachim that kept on hitting me until I said I was the brother of Yaakov? Vayomer, Yaakov said, Limsochein be'eni adoni, it is in order that I should find favor in the eyes of my master. It is in order that my master Esav should fear me, because he sees now that malachim, angels, are on my side. Vayomer Esav, and Esav said, I do not need your present. Yeshli Rav, I have an abundance. Achi, my brother, Yehi Lecho Asher Loch, let it be to you what belongs to you. And Rashi is medayik that there seems to be a double lashon in the pasuk. Once Esav said Yeshli Rav, why was it necessary for him to say Yehi Lecho Asher Loch? And Rashi says it is referring to the brachos that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. Yehi Lecho Asher Loch, let it be to you what's yours. The brachos that Yitzchak gave you really belong to you. And it comes out now that there were three people that were moideh that the brachos that Yaakov received really belonged to Yaakov. Yitzchak said, Gam Baruch Yia. Yitzchak said, after he learned that it was Yaakov who received the brachos, he said, Gam Baruch Yia. Yaakov should be benched. I am willingly giving the brachos to Yaakov. In this week's parasha, Sarai Shal Esav admitted that the brachos belonged to Yaakov, like the pasuk says, by Shlishi, by Yivarach Oisei Shom. And now Esav himself is Moideh Yehi Lecho Asher Loch. Vayomer Yaakov, and Yaakov said, Al no, do not tell me this, that you do not want my gift. If I find favor in your eyes, you should take my present from my hand. Key, because it is proper for you to take my present. Al kain, which means al asher roisi fonecho, because I saw your face, kirois pinei elikim, and it's as if I see your malach. When I see you, it reminds me of seeing your malach, and I did see your malach. So, since I am seeing your malach, I would like to give you a present. Vatirtzeni, and also a second reason why you should take this present is because you forgave me. And since you have forgiven me, therefore I want to give you a present. The pasuk is saying two reasons that Yaakov is telling Esav that he should accept the present. First of all, when I look at your face, it reminds me of seeing your malach, and therefore I want to give you a gift. And secondly, to acknowledge the fact that you have forgiven me for the sin that I have done to you. Kachno es birchosi, please take my present, which is a bircha sholem, a way of saying hello to you. Asher hu vosloch, which I bothered myself, and I was matriach myself to bring it to you. Ki chanani elikim, because Hashem was gracious to me. V'chi yesh li kol, I have everything I need. Vayivtzar boy vayikach, he urged him, and Esav took the present. Rashi is medayik that Esav used a lashon in pasuk tes yesh li rav, I have an abundance, which is a lashon of gaiva, speaking in a haughty language. But Yaakov speaks in a lashon anova, a humble language, yesh li kol, I have everything I need. Vayomer, and Esav said, Nisa, travel v'neilecha, and we will go. Ve'elcha, I will go l'negdecha, I will go alongside you. I will slow down my pace in order that I should go with you. Vayomer Elov, and Yaakov said to Esav, Adoni yodea, my master knows ki hayilodim rachim, that the children are tender, v'atzoin v'habokar olois aloi, and the sheep and the cattle olois that are raising their young aloi, is incumbent upon me to lead them at a slow pace. U'defakum yom echad, if I push them for one day, v'amesu kol hatzoin, all the sheep will die. Ramban says, why does the pasuk start off with tzoin and bokar and only end off v'amesu kol hatzoin? And he answered, because the sheep are more tender, and if he pushes the sheep, then v'mesu kol hatzoin, the sheep will die. The bakar, which are stronger, would only become injured from the fact that Yaakov would push them. And Yaakov did not want to mention Misa concerning the Yeladim, therefore he does not end the pasuk by saying that the children would die. Yavana adoini lefne avdoi, let my master pass before his servant. Go ahead of me. Vani and I es nahal aleiti, I will lead them at my slower pace. Leregel hamalocha shalafanai, according to the pace of my animals that are before me, or leregel hayeladim, and according to the pace of the children. Arashar ovoi eladoni seira, until I will come to my master in Seir. And really Yaakov had no intention to go all the way to Seir to meet Esav. But Yaakov said, if Esav wants to do harm to me, let him wait until I will come to him. And that will first be in the time of Mashiach, when the pasuk will say, Va'olu Mashiach b'har Tzion lishpat har Esav. The Mashiach will come and judge Esav on har Esav. But Yaakov had no intention now to go to Seir. Vayomer Esav, and Esav said, Atzigono imcho mina omasher iti, let me at least leave some of my men with you, and they will go with you. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Lo azeh, why are you doing to me a favor that I don't need? Emsachem be'eni adoni, let me find favor in the eyes of my master, and don't pay me now any compensation. Vayoshev bayamahu Esav ledakoi Seira, and therefore Esav returned on that day back to Seir. The pasuk does not mention the 400 people that were with him. And Rashi explains, because these 400 people slipped away from him one by one, and they got a reward, they got schar, many years later in the time of David HaMelech, where the pasuk said that David HaMelech killed the people of Amalek, except for 400 people that were riding on camels. And these 400 people were descendants of the 400 people that slipped away from Esau. The Yaakov nosa sukoisa, and Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, vayivin leboyis, and he built for himself a house, ulemikneu osa sukois, and for his cattle he built huts. Akein kar shem hamokam sukois, therefore he called the name of this place Sukkos. And Rashi says that from this pasuk we see that Yaakov spent 18 months in Sukkos, since the pasuk starts out with sukoisa. And then it says, vayivin leboyis, and then it says again, ulemikneu osa sukois, we darshan that he was there for Sukkos, Bias, and Sukkos, the time of a year where he would need Sukkos, a hut, which is a summer, the time of the year that he would need to build a Bias, which is the winter, and again the time of the year where he needed to build a Sukkah, which is the summer. Summer, winter, summer, which is 18 months, he was there for a year and a half. Vayovel Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem, and Yaakov came complete to the city of Shechem. Rashi says he was shalom begufoy, shalom b'mamoynoy, shalom b'tayrosoy. Yaakov came back to Eretz Yisrael, to Shechem, complete. Begufoy, his body was complete. His limp was healed. Shalom b'mamoynoy, his money was not affected by the present that he gave to Esau. And shalom b'tayrosoy, complete in his Torah, he did not forget his learning in Laban's house. B'voyoy me'pad na'ram, when he was returning from Pad na'ram, Rashi says, it is as if he came back and was saved between the teeth of the lions. He was saved from Lavan and he was saved from Esav. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, and he camped before the city. Vayichan es chalkas ha'sodeh, and he purchased the parcel of field asher nota shom ha'holei, where he pitched his tent, miyad bnei chamor avish Shechem, from the hands of the children of Chamor, Chamor who was the father of Shechem, b'meya kasita. He paid a lot of money for this parcel of land. 100 kasita. Targum says kasita is churfon, sharp coins, over la secher, coins that retain their value in all places. Vayatzef shom mizbeach, and Yaakov set up over there a mizbeach, vayikra loy, and he called the mizbeach a name that would remind him, Kael Elokei Yisrael, that Hashem did an ace for him. Hashem was the God of Yaakov. Rashi brings down a medrash that says, Vayikra loy Kael Elokei Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael called Yaakov Kael. Hashem called Yaakov by the name of Kael. And this is the way the pasuk reads, Vayikra Elokei Yisrael. Elokei Yisrael called loy Yaakov by the name of Kael. Zok Rashi, pasuk Zayin, Nigash Yosef Rochel, Bekulon Ha'imoyis Nigash Yosef Lefnei Abonim. By all of them, the mothers came before the children. Avo Berochel, but by Rochel, Yosef Nigash Lefoneho. Yosef went first. Omar, Yosef said, Imi Yifas Toya. My mother is very beautiful. Shema Yitla Bo Enov. Oisei Rosha. Maybe this Rosha Esav will look at my mother, Rochel. Amoid Kenegda Vakveno. I will stand before her and block him. Milistakelba, from looking at her. Mikan Zoch Yosef Lebrochois Ali Oyin. From here, Yosef merited to the Brocha that is said in Parshas Vayechin. Ben Paris Yosef, Ben Paris Yosef Ali Oyin. Milchokol Amachna Zakrashi. Mikol Amachna Shapagoshti Shehu Shelcha. This whole Machna that I met, which belongs to you, Kalem Ramahullah. Why do you need it? And the Pash Pshat of the Pasuk is Al Moiliche HaMincha. He is referring to the ones that brought the Mincha, the present, and the servants that brought it. What was the purpose of this present? And on that, Yaakov answered, Limsochein Be'ene Adoni, in order that I should find favor in the eyes of my master. Umidrashoi, and the Medrash says, Kitoi Shamalochim Poga. Esav met groups of Malochim, groups of angels. Shehu Doichvin Oisei Vesanosho Va'omrim Lohem. And they would push Esav and his men and say to them, Shomi Atem, who do you belong to? Vehem Omrim, and Esav's men would answer, Lohem, to these Malochim, Shel Esav, we belong to Esav. Vehem Omrim, and the Malochim would say, Haku Haku, hit. Ve'elu Omrim, Hanicho, leave us alone, Benoi Shel Yitzchak, Esav is the son of Yitzchak. V'loi Hoyu Mashkichem Olav, they would not pay attention to that. Ben Benoi Shel Avram, who? He is the grandson of Avram. V'loi Hoyu Mashkichem Olav, they would not pay attention to that either. Achiv Shel Yaakov, who? He is the brother of Yaakov. Then the Malachim said to them, Im Kain, if so, Mishalonu Atem, you are one of us. Yehilucha Shalach, it should be to you or belongs to you. Kan Hoidele ala Brochois, here Esav is being moide to Yaakov on the Brochois. Alno Tamili Kain, do not tell me that you do not want to keep the present. Im Nova Sazichem Benecho, Velokachta Minchosibiodi, Ki Al Kain Roisi Ponecho, Ki Gedai Vahogin Lecho, it is proper for you, Shetakabel Minchosi, that you should accept my present. Since I have seen your face, and that is important to me, like seeing the face of a malach, because I saw your angel. And another reason that you should take my present, because you have consented to be meichel me on my sin. Why did Yaakov mention to Esav that he saw his malach? In order that he should be afraid of him, the Yomar, and Esav should say, Ro Malochim Venitzal. Yaakov sees angels and he is saved. Eni Yochel Lo Me'ata, I am not capable of fighting against him now. Vatitzeni, and you have forgiven me. Nispayastali, you forgave me for my sin. V'chein kol rotzoin shebemikra. Whenever it says rotzoin in the pasuk Loshem Pius, it is a language of pacifying. Ki loy l'rotzen yilachem. By karbonos, it says if a carbon has a mum, it will not be l'rotzen. It will not be an appeasement to you. Ha karbonos bois l'fayes ul'rotzen. Karbonos come to pacify and to appease. V'chein sifsei tzadik yedun rotzen. The lips of a tzadik know how to pacify. Yodim l'fayes ul'rotzen. They know how to pacify and to appease. Kachna es berchosi. Take my berchosi. Minchosi. It means my mincha. Mincha zu havo al reiyas ponim ulefrakim, a present that is brought when you see somebody from time to time. Einu bo el l'sheilo sholem. The whole purpose of this present is a way of saying hello. That's why it's called birchasi, my bircha sholem. V'chol bracha shehi l'reiyas ponim. Whenever it says bracha, when one meets another person, kigon vayvorach Yaakov es paroi. When it says that Yaakov met paroi, it says vayvorach Yaakov es paroi. It means a bircha sholem. Asu iti brocha, make with me a brocha, which also means a birchas shalom ditzancherev. V'chein lishaloi l'shalom ulevarachai, to ask how he's doing and to bless him. Detoi melech Hamas, by Toi, the king of Hamas. Kulam lashem birchas shalom, all these are an expression of introducing yourself, a salutation, a birchas shalom. Shekarim b'la shluder, afzu, birchasi, also over here, the word birchasi in this pasuk is mun shlud, which means a way of saying hello to Esau. Asher huvas loch, loy tarachta bo, you did not trouble yourself with this present, v'ani yogati l'hagia achebo liotcho, and I work very hard to bring it into your hand. Chonani, Rashi is bothered by the dot in the letter nun. Nun rishonim mudgeshes. The first nun in Chonani has a dot in it, has a dogesh. Lefi shu mishameshes b'makum shtei nunim. Because it is taking the place of two nuns. Shehoye loy lemer chonani. It should have said three nuns in Chonani. She'ein chonan b'loy shtei nunim. The word gracious, chonan, has two nuns. Vashlishes l'shimush. And the third nun, ni, is l'shimush, is being used to say Hashem was gracious to me. The way of saying to me is by adding a nun yud at the end. K'moy osani, zivodani, also means to make. Osani, he made me. Zivodani, he gave me a good portion. So really over here, chonan is the word, and the nun yud at the end would be he was gracious to me. So really it should have three nuns. Just the Torah places a dot in one of the nuns to replace the third nun. Yeshli koil, I have everything. Kol sipuki, everything that I need. The Esav dibei b'loshen gaiva. Esav spoke in a haughty language. Yeshli rav, I have an abundance. Yosef yosmi tei tzarchi, more and more than what I need. Nisa travel. K'moy shema'o slacho, shu k'moy shema' and slach. Just like shema'o slacho has an extra hey, and it is as if it says shema' and slach. Afkan nisa k'moy nisa. Here also the hay is extra. Nisa is like nisa. Vanun yusoid b'teva. The nun is part of the root of the word. It does not mean we shall travel, but rather travel. V'tagum shel uglis. Therefore, Tagum explains tul, travel unahach, and we will go. Esav amar liYaakov nisa mikan v'nelech. Travel from here, and we will go together. Ve'elcho l'negdecho, I will go alongside of you. B'shavaloch, equal to you. Tovizu esalecho, this favor I will do for you. She'aruch yimei mahalachosi, I will lengthen the time of my trip. L'leches la'at, in order to go slower. Kasher atos tzorach, like you need, at your pace. V'zehu l'negdecho, this is what the pasuk says, l'negdecho, b'shavaloch, alongside you. And that Yaakov said, you know that the Yeladim are Rakim, and the Tzoyn and the Bokar Olois Olai. Hatzoyn va'abokar Shein Olois. The sheep and the cattle that are bringing up their young, Mutelas Olai l'nahalam la'at. It is incumbent upon me to lead them slowly. Olois, Megadlois Olalehem, they are raising their young. Lashon Oilel v'yoynek. It means a Lashon of young. Oil Yomim, young in days. Shtei Paras Olois, two young cows. Belaz and Pintish. If I push them one day in order to tire them out and to rush them, all the sheep will die. My beloved, the voice of my beloved bangs. Noikish Badeles is banging on the door. So Udefakum is like doifek. Yavino Adoni, al tarach yimei halichoscha. Do not prolong the days of your traveling. Avor kfi darkecho. Go according to your pace. Va'afim tisrachek. Although we might separate from one another. Esnahalo, Esnahel. The hey at the end is extra. Hey Yisera, Kamay Erda, Eshma'a. Here also, Esnahalo has an extra hey at the end. Li'iti, La'achali, according to my slower pace. Loshanachas, a loshan of moving slower, peacefully. Ha'hoichim la'at, the ones who walk slowly. La'at li lenar, go slow with the young one. Li'iti, halamin min ha'yisoy. The lamed of the word li'iti does not mean to et, but rather the lamed is part of the root of the word. Le'iti halamed min hayisoy, ve'eno mishameshes. It is not mishameshes, it is not an extra letter, which means to. Es nahel nachashli, I will lead them according to my slow pace. Le'regel hamalocha, lefitzurach halichas ragle hamalocha, according to the necessity and the pace of the animals, hamutelas olai lahoylech, that is incumbent upon me to lead them at a slower pace. Ule'regel hayaladim, lefiragleim shehem yecholim leilech, according to their pace that they are capable of going. Ad asher ovay el adoni se'ira. Hirchiv lehaderach, he broadened the way. Shelehoyah daito lelechas ela at Sukkos. Yaakov only had intentions to go till Sukkos, not all the way till Seir. Omar, Yaakov said, im daito lasas li ro. If Esav has intentions to deal badly with me, yamtin ad boi etzlei, let him wait until I come to him. Vehula holach, and Yaakov never did come. Ve'ema sayelech, when will he go? Bimei ha-Mashiach, in the times of Mashiach. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Ovadia, Ba'olum Moshiach Bahar Tzion Lishpat Har Esav, the Mashiach will come to judge as Har Esav, the mountain of Esav, which is referring to Seir. U'medrash Agada Yesh LaParsha Zurabim, there are many midrashim on this parsha. Vayomer Lo Mazeh Tasli Tovezu Sheini Tzarech Lo. Yaakov said, why are you doing me this favor that I do not need? Emsachein Be'ini Adoni, let me find favor in the eyes of my master. V'lo Tishalom Li Ato Shem Gmul, do not pay me back now any compensation. Vayoshav Vayemahu Esav L'Darkoi, and Esav returned that day on his way. Esav Levada, only Esav, Bedalad Meis Ish Shehochu Imoi, the 400 people that went with him, Nishmetu Me'etzle Echor Echor, they slipped away from him one by one. Veheichon Parolehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them their reward? Bimei David, in the times of David, Shenemar, like the Pasuk said, Kim Dalad Meis Ish Nar Asher Rochvoi Al HaGamalim, the 400 men, the 400 Na'orim that rode on the camels, they were saved and were not killed by David HaMelech. Vayiven loy bias, shosham yudches chodesh. He stayed in Sukkos for 18 months. Kayetz, a summer, choref, a winter, vakayetz, and again a summer. As the Pasuk says, Sukkos, which is kayetz, which is a summer, bias, which is a choref, a winter, and Sukkos again, which is a kayetz. And Yaakov came Sholem to the city of Shechem. Sholem begufoy, complete in his body. Shenisrafim mitzaloisoy, his limp healed. Sholem bimamoyne, complete with his money. Shlechasakum mikol oisidorin, he did not lose anything from his present. The present had no impact on his wallet. Sholem b'tayrasoy, shleishokach tamudei b'beis Lavan, complete in his Torah. His Torah was not forgotten in the house of Lavan. Ir Shechem, kimoy li'ir Shechem. It's as if it says, with a lamed before the word ir, li'ir Shechem, to the city of Shechem. U'kamayu, where do we find other places that it is missing a lamed? Ad bayena beis lochem, which means ad bayena li beis lochem. Bivoyoy mipadan arom, ka'odom ha'omer l'chaveroy, like one who says to his friend, yotza ployni mi ben shina aroyes uvo sholin. This person came out from between the teeth of lions and came complete. Afkan, here also, Vayove Sholem mi Padan Aram. He came out complete from Padan Aram. Mi Lavan umi Esav shenizdag vule baderach. He escaped Lavan and Esav that met him on the way. And he paid Mea Kesita for the parcel of land. Kesita is a ma. Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Kisholachli lekrach hayom, when I went to the cities that are by the waters, Hayukurin Lamo Ksita, they would call a Mo Ksita. So Mea Ksita means Mea Mo. Vitagume Churfon, Tagum Taishes this, Churfon, which means sharp coins. Taivim, good coins, Harifim and sharp. b'chol makan, they are usable anywhere. Kigoin, similar to the words over la seicher that are used in Parshas Chayesara concerning the coins that Avram gave to Ephron for the Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. It does not mean that the Mizbeach was called the Lekei Yisrael. Ela al shem shehi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imoi, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. V'tziloi, and he saved him. Karu shem HaMizbeach al shem HaNes. He called the name of the Mizbeach a name after the Nes. Liyash Shvach HaShem Mokim Nizka B'Kri HaShem. When one will mention the name of this Mizbeach, he will remember the Nes that happened. Kalema, Mishu Kael, Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Lelekim Li. Hashem, whose name is Kael, was my God. Sheshmi Yisrael, which my name is Yisrael. Kael, Hashem, was Elikei Yisrael, was the God of Yaakov. V'chein motzinu b'Moshe. And so we find similarly by Moshe. V'yikru Shmoi Hashem Nisi. And he called the name of the Mizbeach Hashem Nisi. Loish HaMizbeach Kari Hashem. It does not mean that the name of the Mizbeach was Hashem. Elo, only he called the Mizbeach a name. Hashem HaNes. After the Nes, Kari Hashem HaMizbeach. Lahaske Shvachah Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order that whatever the name of this Mizbeach will be, it will remind him of the Nes that happened. Hashem Hu Nisi. And he will remember that Hashem was my Nes. Hashem did a Nes for me over here. Rabbi Seinu Darshu, and our Rabbanim Darshan, Shakadish Baruch Hu Korli Yaakov Kael. Hakadish Baruch Hu called Yaakov by the name of Kael. The pasuk reads, Vayikra loy Kael Elikei Yisrael. Vayikra Elikei Yisrael loy Kael. Elikei Yisrael called Yaakov Kael. Medivrei Torah and the words of Torah, Kipatish Yifaitis Sela, are like a hammer that crushes a rock. Mishalkin lekama ta'amim, they are divided to many different pshatim. Bani liyashe pshuta shel mikra basi, but I am only coming to explain the simple meaning of the pasuk, and therefore I do not bring down all the midrashim.